Muchas gracias, señora presidenta.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Thank you for being with us this afternoon at this meeting with the subcommittee. I'll be brief, synthesizing what's happening in the region just now and the most pressing concerns that the subcommittee sees and how we can best help. So a contextual issue. From this year, there's a new composition of the subcommittee with a new Latin American member from Brazil. And we should emphasize that our region is still underrepresented here. We only have 4 members. Latin America has 25 members, out of the 25 members in total. So looking to the future, I should emphasize the importance of having more Latin American members in treaty bodies like this. And in connection with that, I should also emphasize some concerns that we have in the subcommittee regarding Latin America. The most important is the rise in recent years, sustained rise, in the prison population. And we understand that the current context is not an easy one in terms of managing it for many reasons. Domestic reasons connected with Latin American trends, the rise in violence, the rise in imprisonment rates in the region, despite us having the rule of law and democratic governments, there are thousands, 1,000 people in every 100,000 deprived of their liberty. That's a very high figure. And for Latin America, that is an ongoing risk of ill treatment, torture, and other cruel, inhuman, and degrading treatment. And this is one of the main challenges that we have. We also understand that the subcommittee is not able to resolve all issues, just like the national preventive mechanisms. There are much more complex trends at play, but we emphasize the importance of OPCAT and the internal mechanisms for prevention of torture. And I also emphasize the important role that a number of countries had in the origins of OPCAT and the need for its ratification. Some of the people who played an important role are here. So we have this paradox of managing things in a way that makes it clear that the subcommittee and the internal mechanisms need to be mechanisms that can't resolve all problems. But what has to be understood among states is that this is one more instrument that makes it possible to guarantee a series of rights that we have all agreed are inherent to all human beings. Last year, there were 2 visits, and we're now carrying out follow-up with Honduras and Bolivia. For this year, we have another number of visits. At the last session, we talked about work with internal mechanisms in countries, and through the webinars, we pointed to the we have started a training process on the general comment, which is one of the most important things that the subcommittee has done in recent times. We believe that this instrument should be part of the work of the national mechanisms as well. And we are trying to work as closely as possible with the national preventive mechanisms, because as we heard, the most crucial work, in addition to what we do here, is done by the national preventive mechanisms, which on a daily basis work with the states. and with people who are deprived of their liberty. And I should emphasize that in connection with our visits, they have been done with the support of all states. This is something that we should commend, the support provided by the states in Latin America, and we hope to carry out more visits in our region and hope that the dialogue can continue on an ongoing basis with state parties. And this will be what helps us to evaluate the progress that our states have made on preventing torture and ensuring that detainees are detained in a way that guarantees their most basic rights. That's